Hey everyone, and welcome to Dose of the Dead podcast. Today is October 20th, and this is episode 17 of the podcast. Also, the third part and final part of my coverage of the 1994 Fall Tour, finishing the last six shows in Madison Square Garden, New York City. So just a little bit of a review. On September 27th, the tour started with six shows in Boston, Massachusetts, in the Boston Garden. Then they did three shows in Philly at the Spectrum. Then they did three shows in Landover, Maryland. And now we are at the last six shows in New York, like I just said. So they did this, and then they took about a month off, and then they played in Colorado, and then they did bunch of stuff in California around Christmas and New Year's. It was more like the end of November into early December, but kind of like the Dead and Company tour now. This fall, it's considered a fall tour, I guess, still, but it's into December, so I don't know. This seems like more of a fall tour to me, from September till, you know, the end of October. But anyway, so the first date is October 13th, 1994. And the set list for that show is Touch of Grey, Wang Dang Doodle, Loser, Mama Tried, Mexicali Blues, Dupree's Diamond Blues, Masterpiece, Loose Lucy, Let It Grow. Set two, Foolish Heart, Playing in the Band, Uncle John's Band, Drum Space, the other one, Wharf Rat, Johnny Be Good, and the encore was Baby Blue. So, this was the first time, it's a cool feature on Instagram. I picked two songs from each show and then put the poll on, my Instagram story and had the users vote on which they wanted to hear out of the two. So for this show, I picked Foolish Heart and Uncle John's Band. They were both in the second set. Foolish Heart won 65% to 35%, so that's the song you're going to be hearing from this show. And like I said, all the next five are going to be like that too. Everything was voted on by Instagram followers, so that's I thought it was a cool thing you could do. It came out like, what, 2 weeks ago or something, the polls. Also, a giveaway I'm doing this episode. Listen a little more for the code word and be the first person to direct message me that code word on my Instagram account, Dose of the Dead Podcast, all underscores as spaces, to win a copy of any one of these shows from the 1994 Fall Tour on either CD or cassette. So that's up to you. So, like I said, there's some pretty good shows. These last six shows, I think, really wrapped everything up and tight and together. Like some Philly and some Maryland, and even some Boston, they were shaky performances. But I think these last six shows in Madison Square Garden really solidified that 1994-ish sound that they were going for. Not as much as Jerry messing up, not as much forgetting chords and lines and riffs and all this other stuff. So I think if you were going to listen to any show from this tour, I think if you pick one from New York, you can't go wrong with that. So from the first night, October 13th, 94, here's Foolish Heart. Thank you. So once again, that was Foolish Heart from 10/13/94. The next night they played right after, that's a Friday, October 14th, 94. The set list for that show is Jack Straw, West LA Fadeaway, Queen Jane, Lazy River Road, El Paso, Ramble on Rose, Box of Rain, Set 2, Scarlet Begonias, Fire on the Mountain, Looks Like Rain, Samba in the Rain, Karina, Drum, Space, I Need a Miracle, Addicts of My Life, Love Light, and the encore was Liberty. So the two songs that I picked from this show for you guys to vote on was West LA Fadeaway and Looks Like Rain. And with the same score as the last one, West LA Fadeaway won 65% to 35%. I thought it was going to be a little closer than that. But the first three were all 65-35. So there was obviously more favor. Everything else was like 50, in the 50s and 40s, like a lot closer than the last three. So I'm going to play this now from 10/14/94. Here's West LA Fadeaway. Thank you. So that was West LA Fadeaway, and then the next night, exactly the next night, Saturday is October 15th, 94, and the set list for that show was Shakedown Street, Little Red Rooster, Stagger Lee, Black Throated Wind, Tom Thumb's Blues, Candyman, Easy Answers, Deal, Here Comes Sunshine, Victim or the Crime, Way to Go Home, New Speedway Boogie, Drum Space, The Last Time, Standing on the Moon, One More Saturday Night, and the encore is I Want to Tell You. So that was voted. I picked the two songs first in the first set, Shakedown Street, and then the second set, New Speedway Boogie, and Shakedown Street won again, 65% to 35%. I was kind of hoping for New Speedway Boogie, just because if I would suggest to listen to it, if you get the chance, 10/15/94, New Speedway Boogie, Madison Square Garden. It's just, you could really hear Jerry going off on the "This Darkness Gotta Go" part, and obviously he was having drug problems there, and just the way you could feel the way he was singing that. So I thought that was a really good rendition of that song, but also Shakedown Street was good, and that's what you guys wanted to hear. So if you get the chance, listen to New Speedway Boogie. But here is Shakedown Street from October 15th, 1994.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Shakedown Street. The next day, 10/16, they head off. Obviously, that was Bob Weir's birthday, 47th, I believe, if I'm doing the math right. I just thought of it on the top of my head, but I think, yeah, 47th birthday on 10/16, and obviously 4 days ago was his 70th birthday, along with John Mayer. It's odd to think that they were born on the same day, and now they're next to each other playing guitar in the same band. That's just weird, and there's a 30-year difference. So, it's just crazy to think. So, if it was Bob Weir's 47th, it was John Mayer's, 17th birthday in 94? So, that's, John Mayer could as well have been there, but he, you know, as everyone knows, he wasn't into the Dead until about 4 or 5 years ago. So that would have been a full circle, like a, kind of like a John Frusciante thing, like a Red Hot Chili Peppers super fan, and then getting asked to join the band to replace the guitar player. Obviously, John Mayer is not replacing Jerry, but he's filling in. But that would have been cool, having someone from like the fan and like Deadhead aspect of it become one of the band, and I don't know, that would just be crazy. But anyways, the next day was 10/17/1994. Set list for that was Midnight Hour, Peggy O, Minglewood Blues, Tennessee Jed, Eternity, Friend of the Devil, Promised Land, Set 2, Eyes of the World, Women Are Smarter, Crazy Fingers, Estimated Profit, Drum Space, The Wheel, Watchtower, Morning Dew, and Encore was Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35. I thought it was different to see Crazy Fingers in the second set. I thought it was cool. And then I also been really liking the Women Are Smarter versions on this tour. I saw Dead & Company play it in Virginia. That was the only time they played it this summer. And I really wasn't that familiar with it. So when after they played it, I went home and listened to it. And I just became familiar with it. But listening to it on this tour made me really start to appreciate it a lot more. So from October 17th, I picked the Friend of the Devil and The Wheel, and this was the closest one. The Wheel won by 52% of the votes, and Friend of the Devil had 48. So here is The Wheel. Oh, and one more thing, I forgot to mention for the giveaway, the code word is Fall 94. So just be the first person to direct message me the code word Fall 94, and you could win the copy of any show from this tour on CD or cassette. So, once again, here's the wheel.
Try to live it all, loud and proud.
October 17th. October 18th, they played their second to last show, and the set list was Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower, The Same Thing, Althea, Cassidy, Childhood End, Don't Ease Me In, Second Set, Iko Iko, Samba in the Rain, He's Gone, Smokestack, Lightning, Truckin', Drum Space, The Days Between, Throwing Stones, Not Fade Away, and the encore was U.S. Blues. I just really like when they open up the show with Help, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower. I like it better in the second set. I feel like it just, I like it better than in the second set. I like it better opening the show. But that would be cool if like Dead & Company could do that. I feel like it's just a whole different vibe. I mean, it's good either way, so I'm not complaining about anything. But I just, they've done this, I think, two or three times on the tour, this tour now. So I just thought that was pretty cool. So the two songs I picked from the 18th were Truckin' and Days Between. And Truckin' won 56% to 44%. So from October 18th, 1994, Madison Square Garden, here is Truckin'.
New York, got the green, just won't let you leave.
like I said, that was Truckin', and now for October 19th, the final date of the fall tour of 1994. Set list was Feel Like a Stranger, Bertha, Spoonful, Jacaro, El Paso, If the Shoe Fits, Birdsong, which is like 25 minutes long. Set two, Samson and Delilah, So Many Roads, Saint of Circumstance, Terrapin Station, Drum Space, Way to Go Home, Stella Blue, Sugar Magnolia, and the encore was Broke Down Palace. So the two songs I've picked were the first song and the last song, so Feel Like a Stranger and Broke Down Palace. Broke Down Palace won 59% to 41. So before I play this song and end the episode, I just want to say thanks for listening. And if you would like to continue listening to this tour, like I said, there's three shows in Denver from November 29th to December 1st. Four shows in Oakland from October December 8th until December 12th, and then four shows in California from December 15th to December 19th, and that was it for 94. So if you enjoyed what you heard from September 27th until October 19th, I would suggest listening to those. So I hope you guys had a good time listening to this tour as much as I did covering it. Let me know if you would like me to do any more specific tours in the future. I'm going to take a little bit of a break instead of doing like I have been an episode every week. I'm not going to do an episode until we go over Dead and Company's first couple shows. So I'll see you guys in probably like 3 weeks for a new episode, and that will be Dead and Company's the first set of their fall tour of this year. O'Teal's tour is starting on Halloween. His solo album's coming out. Phil Lesh is playing near in Asbury Park in Camden for anyone close to the New Jersey area on the 26th and 27th. And there's also in Red Bank, Dead On Live, they're recreating the Radio City Music Hall show from 1980. I'm not sure exactly what show they're doing. Whatever the one that DVD is with the skeletons outside of Radio City Music Hall, they're recreating that DVD show. So that would be cool. Maybe they'll do the well, they will probably do that first acoustic set and everything else. So like I said, here's Broke Down Palace, the end of the 94 fall tour. Enjoy.
I will roll. Gonna listen to the river sing sweet songs to rock my soul.